Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning, and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. In the parable of the sower, Matthew 13:23, Classic Amplified, reveals seven amazing facts about the hundredfold return. Here's what it says.
And the one on whom seed was sown on the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands and grasps it. He indeed bears fruit and yields some 100 times as much as was sown, some 60 times as much, and some 30.
Taking it from that verse, here are seven facts about your hundredfold return. Number one, Scripture says, and the one. Every day, not just on Sundays, but every day, millions of Christians hear the truth of the gospel in churches, seminars, television programs, podcasts, DVDs, internet, social media outlets, CDs, YouTube, and other internet streaming services. The problem isn't the availability of the word, but rather the individual decisions of those millions of Christians on whether they hear, understand, and act on what they've heard.
In Luke 9:41 in the Message Bible says, Jesus said, "What a generation, no sense of God, no focus to your lives. How many times do I have to go over these things? How much longer do I have to put up with this?"
Are you the one who gets it? If not, be the one who acts on what he or she has heard and read in the scripture. Here are a couple of suggestions. Write down just one nugget you learned from pastor's sermon this past Sunday, or from some pastor or ministry leader like you follow, maybe what you hear right here on Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. Write down what you've done to act on that nugget. What changes have you made or are you starting to make as a result of that nugget? Be the one who believes, who acts, who makes a difference, who changes not only their destiny, but that of others as well. Second key from that scripture says, seed sown on good ground. Are you good ground? Do you have a garden? Perhaps you're a farmer. In either case, you know the value of good ground. Good soil is the foundation for a healthy garden, where things grow and produce a harvest. If your garden doesn't produce a bountiful harvest, experts will tell you to conduct a soil test to determine what, if any, nutrients are missing. In some cases, a soil test will reveal that your garden's either too acidic or too alkaline. You can then make the necessary adjustments to improve the quality of your soil so you've got good ground. And by the way, the ground in the garden must be tilled each spring to create a freshness to receive the new seed. What's the mental and spiritual soul of your mind and heart like? Is it good ground? Will an honest examination reveal us to be an excuse or difference maker? Do we have a yearning for learning? That rhymes. Do we have a yearning for learning? Our preparation, our desire for the word determines whether we're good ground or not. The third key is hear the word.
Romans 10:17, this in the King James Version. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
There's a reason the scripture says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Years ago, I remember hearing Dr. Fred Price say that faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. There's much truth in that statement. The more we hear, the more we understand. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word for hearing comes from the root word G191, and it means to be endowed with the faculty of hearing, to understand, to perceive the sense of what is said. a thing comes to one's ears to find out, learn, to comprehend, to understand.
Proverbs 1, verse 5 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "The wise also will hear and increase in learning, and the person of understanding will acquire skill and attain to sound counsel, so that he may be able to steer his course rightly."
Hearing is not just the audible perception of words. It's an understanding, a learning of what's being said, which will make us much more effective. And of course, that leads to the next point from that scripture, number 4, understand what you're hearing.
Matthew 13:23 in the Living Bible says, "The good ground represents the heart of a man who listens to the message and understands it, then brings the harvest."
God wants us to not only hear the word, but understand it. According to Strong's Concordance, the Greek word understand means to set or bring together, to set or join together in the mind. When we understand something, it literally makes sense to the point that we get it. We understand.
James 1, verse 19 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Understand this, my beloved brethren. Let every man be quick to hear, a ready listener, slow to speak, slow to take offense and to get angry."
I find it significant that James 1:19 begins with the word understand. It begins with understand before we're told to be ready listeners. God wants us to read the word. He wants us to hear the word. But he also wants us to understand what we've read. In 8 different scriptures, we are admonished to hear and understand. God wants us doing more than just audibly receiving the word. He wants us to understand what we've heard. Number 5, grasp. Get a hold of something about what you've come to understand. Do something about what you've come to understand.
Luke 8, verse 15 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "But as for that seed in the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word with a good and noble heart, and hold on to it tightly, and bear fruit with patience."
There are those with good and noble heart, but the word goes in one ear and out the other. Note the criteria for good ground.
In James 1, verses 22 and 23 in the Message Bible, it says, "Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear."
Act on what you hear. In other words, to qualify as good ground, you must be a doer of the word.
James 1, verse 22 in the New Living Translation says, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says."
Doers of the word qualify as good ground believers. And number 6, again coming from our verse, be a fruit producer.
John 15, verse 5, in the New Living Translation, "Yes, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing."
Our growth, spiritual and otherwise, is dependent upon our relationship with Jesus. Our spiritual growth also determines the kind of fruit that we bear.
John 15, verse 2 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, he cuts away, trims off, takes away. And he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit, to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit." In John 15, verse 8, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "When you bear or produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of mine."
In these 3 verses from John 15 that you've just heard, Jesus points out that a vine should bear fruit. And then he lists 4 variations. He talked about vines that produce no fruit, some fruit, more fruit, and much fruit. The question is twofold. What kind of fruit producer are we? And how can we produce more fruit?
Colossians 1, verse 10 in the Classic Amplified Bible. What a great scripture. It says that you may walk, live, and conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him and desiring to please him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and steadily growing and increasing in and by the knowledge of God with fuller, deeper, and clear insight, acquaintance, and recognition. Isn't that what we do every day?
Every day.
Listening to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Every day.
Writing Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
Amen.
Living Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
If we want to grow in the kingdom of God to be an effective and productive fruit producer, it happens by our knowledge of God, with fuller, deeper, and clearer insight, recognition of his purpose. Number 7, sow towards your harvest. Sow towards your harvest.
Matthew 13, verse 23 in the New Living Translation says, the seed that fell on good soil represents those who truly hear and understand God's word and produce a harvest of 30, 60, or even 100 times as much as had been planted.
The key phrase in this verse is that the sower received as much as had been planted. The size of the harvest we receive is determined by the amount we sow, not what we need, but what we sow.
Galatians 6, verse 7, in the Classic Amplified Bible. Do not be deceived and deluded and misled. God will not allow himself to be sneered at, scorned, disdained, or mocked by mere pretensions or professions, or by his precepts being set aside. He inevitably deludes himself who attempts to delude God. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap.
We should pay particular attention to the last sentence in this verse. For whatever a man sows, that and that only is what he will reap. You will reap what you've sown. For instance, nothing times 30, 60, or 100 still equals nothing. If we plant nothing, our multiplied harvest will still be nothing. However, if we plant $100, then God's multiplication table will, well, it'll bring forth the harvest of 3,000, 6,000, 10,000, or the perfect yield for the seed sown, the best possible harvest. There is a level of knowledge, understanding, and action on your seed required to manifest 100-fold. Think about it. Think about it. If you've been blessed by the teaching, go to haroldherring.com. At the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed he'd have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Check out this week's 2-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. We appreciate you. God bless you. Bye-bye.